This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Tonight, E.T.'s with George and Amal.
I made the dress myself.
Yeah, right.
The Clooney's big event with their star friends as George sends a message to Brad Pitt.
Time he finally admitted it.
Then Mila Kunis on the first time Ashton Kutcher said, I love you.
I might have had a little too much tequila.
Oh, I remember that night. I didn't have tequila. I was sober.
Plus, Zac Efron addresses plastic surgery rumors, the real story behind his changed look.
It sucked. I almost died.
And another late night shakeup.
My time is up.
Why Trevor Noah is leaving The Daily Show and how his romance with Dua Lipa is heating up. You want me, I want you, baby. I'm
levitating. Trevor Noah gears up to say goodbye to The Daily Show and hello to a new Hollywood romance. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, but first, let's levitate over to Rachel Smith. You saw what I did. She joins us from Madame Tussauds, New York in Times Square. Hey, Rach, still glowing from that night out with the Clooneys, huh, lady?
You know it, Nichelle and Kev. George and Amal basically had their own mini Met Gala, okay? So many of their famous friends showed up, but the only one missing was Brad Pitt, who wasn't far from George's thoughts. I gotta say, this guy right here, you seem to be smiling a little bigger tonight, George.
Wonder why's that?
I'm thinking that's because Brad Pitt finally admitted to the world.
Who are the most handsome men in the world, past and present?
Well, I gotta name that George Clooney.
It's time. Yes. It's time he finally admitted that I'm the guy.
I agree. I'm also thinking maybe you're beaming a little bit tonight because you just celebrated your 8th wedding anniversary with your
pretty
beautiful bride.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
What makes 8 so special for the two of you?
We just feel really lucky. Yeah. We're having a really wonderful time. Now we got 2 5-year-old kids running around, too.
And speaking all sorts of languages
that we don't speak, it's an issue. Yeah.
How did you celebrate for your beautiful bride?
We went to one of our favorite New York restaurants.
Yes.
And we had a lovely dinner.
Quiet dinner.
Amal was giving us 1920s flapper vibes in a custom Versace gown dripping with chandelier beads.
I made the dress myself.
Yeah, right.
I'm afraid I'm leaving a trail behind me.
So. It's okay. And what a trail it is. The super glam couple were in Manhattan launching the Clooney Foundation's Albee Awards to bring attention to corruption and injustice.
Through the foundation, we're now in more than 40 countries, and it's just been amazing to see the response that we've gotten.
There is a lot of power in their involvement.
Hollywood stepped up to support. Julia Roberts in Burberry. Jodie Turner-Smith went sheer. Meryl Streep was also in all black. And Gayle King, who crashed our Drew Barrymore interview.
Rachel, you know, and I had a girl's night out.
Well, really? Where's my invite?
Harry Styles. And now we're here. Watermelon sugar
high. Oh, and there was this mini ER reunion. Juliana Margulies says she's not surprised by George's commitment.
The second he said years ago, if the cameras are going to follow me, I may as well go to Sudan and make a difference and shine a spotlight, I thought, that's his crowning moment. And it's defined his life since then.
I can't wait for the morning show to come out. I know you guys are currently...
I'm working tomorrow, actually, here in New York. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Well, you can share. And a little more news about a TV star we love.
Jonathan Bailey's been cast in Wicked. What did you make of it when you heard?
I screamed. I'm so proud of him, and he so deserves it. He's amazing.
Also at the event, one kiss is all it takes. Dua Lipa without her rumored new man, Trevor Noah. Yep, check them out Wednesday night in New York. An eyewitness tells ET the two seemed very into each other, having an intimate dinner date and sharing a goodnight kiss.
You gotta have moves like Dua Lipa,
right,
you
right,
know?
Right.
Less than 24 hours later, Trevor broke the news he's leaving The Daily Show.
My time is up.
ET's learned Comedy Central has been working with the host for a long time to figure out how Trevor could maintain the demanding schedule. And the deal he signed in 2017 was only for 5 years. No departure date, but Trevor's world tour is booked for 12 nights next fall in his native South Africa.
When I got back out there again, I realized there's another part of my life that I want to carry on exploring.
Well, could it be about the money, too? The Daily Show was one of late night's lowest rated, but Trevor's one of TV's highest paid hosts, tying Jimmy Fallon at a reported $16 million per season.
This will be my last year.
The exit comes 5 months after James Corden announced he's dropping out next spring. Trevor was seen as his possible replacement.
Why did no one tell me about this?
James, because it's a surprise.
And this host, Nick Cannon, just welcomed baby number 10 with model Brittany Bell.
Every single child connected to this family, Lord, is blessed.
Nick posted this spiritual celebration of life video with Brittany, gearing up to welcome Rise Messiah Cannon. Nick says it was the most difficult labor and delivery I have ever witnessed. The 41-year-old added to his family tree just 16 days ago with another son, Onyx.
How has it been mentally?
Sleepless nights.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to do the dad thing, soothing mom, because we can't do nothing at that stage.
Right. Well, big congrats to the ever-growing family. Nick, you really do take fatherhood to a whole new level, right, Nichelle?
You know, he told me that I'd be safe to bet that there would be 3 born in 2022, but it looks like he might even top that number. We should say babies are a blessing. Okay, let's move on out of this happy family. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. We loved Ashton's confession that A, he first told Mila, I love you, while he was drunk, and B, he was inspired by Kenny Chesney's hit You and Tequila. Yeah, so last night, you know we had to hear Mila's take.
It really happened. I mean, oh, I remember that night.
I said I'm drunk at her house. I just started screaming. I'm like, you and tequila make me crazy. And I told her I love her, and she's like, don't say it if you don't mean it.
I didn't have tequila. I was sober, and I was like, oh, my God.
When did you know you loved him?
Same time.
Mila and her legs for days hit the carpet solo at the New York City premiere of Luckiest Girl Alive.
Are you seriously trying to threaten me right now?
In the thriller, which hits Netflix October 7th, Mila plays a woman forced to confront a violent crime from her high school past.
Were you a hero or an accomplice?
The outcome is just exceeded everybody's expectation, myself included.
Mila says she will be back in the Big Apple November 6th to cheer Ashton on for his first New York City marathon.
I threw up at the end of my workout.
He's been training 60 hours a week and has lost 12 pounds without counting calories.
When you run as much as these runners run, they can out-eat you and I in pizza any day.
Yeah, I'm thinking I am just going to stick with pizza. All right, well, now to Zac Efron. His new movie, The Greatest Beer Run Ever, is streaming on Apple TV Plus now. We talked all about that, but we also got into Zac's need to deny this. You had to recently dispel rumors that you had undergone plastic surgery. You actually experienced your jaw being shattered, what, in 2013?
Yeah. No, it was funny. It sucked. I almost died, but we're good.
You've seen all the headlines. Well, Zac explained the noticeable change, saying he was running through his house wearing socks, slipped, and hit his chin on a granite fountain. When he stopped physical therapy to shoot his TV show, his jaw swelled up. Why did you feel like you had to address those rumors now?
I didn't really. I didn't feel it at all. When my mom told me, I don't really read the internet, so I don't really give a
If he was going to get plastic surgery, he wouldn't get that. Come on.
Still handsome no matter what, Zac is now starring in The Greatest Beer Run Ever, out now on Apple TV+. Director Peter Farrelly helps tell the true story of Chickie Donahue, who traveled to the front lines of the Vietnam War to bring his buddies a beer.
As the character progresses and goes through the Vietnam War, he's really changed. Yeah, and it's also woven really beautifully with this kind of underlying humor.
We're halfway home. Halfway?
I keep telling people this. You reminded me of Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. It's a flawed character, and his heart's in the right place, and he's really, really good looking.
Y'all, this is the wildest of true stories. You just have to see to believe. Nichelle,
I mean, Rach, I'm all in on this one. Thanks so much. We'll see you in just a little bit. Okay, now let's jump from TV to music because we are getting new Spice Girls music, y'all. But what about that tour? Well, I got scoop straight from Mel C.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
We are constantly talking about opportunities and getting back out there. And it's just, you know, it's going to be a matter of time. It's something we do want to do.
So is it safe to say then it's not if, it's when?
I like to think so.
Okay.
You know, I really do. So as soon as I have any news, I will let you know.
Sporty Spice setting the record straight with E.T. after Mel B teased new music and sent fans into a frenzy about a 2023 tour. The last time the ladies hit the road was in 2019. Mel C, whose new book, The Sporty One, My Life as a Spice Girl, is out now, tells us their new album celebrates the 25th anniversary of Spice World, the movie.
Yeah. We kind of go into the archives and we find some unreleased stuff. And with this album, we've also found some live performances. And it's just fun to really celebrate and, you know, to hear those songs again.
Also celebrating some big news, Bad Bunny, who won Artist of the Year for the third time in a row at the Billboard Latin Music Awards, while Christina Aguilera performed and was honored with the Spirit of Hope Award.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
And get ready for the BET Hip Hop Awards. Fat Joe hosts and gave us the exclusive on what to expect.
You had on your socials that there's going to be a surprise or two.
Let's just say the ladies are going to be well represented. You might think it's Serena. You might think it's Venus. You never know. Boy, it must be
deja vu. Cardi B, Drake, and Megan Thee Stallion are all vying for Hip Hop Artists of the Year. Kendrick Lamar is going up against his own cousin, Baby Keem, for Best Lyricist. The show airs October 4th on BET.
Joe, how many outfit changes?
I think we up to 10 right now.
What?
So, yeah, we up to 10. And so we basically spent the whole bag on clothes.
They spent the whole bag.
Remember, today's price is not yesterday's price, Joe. Mm-mm.
But the old school performances tonight are going to be spectacular.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. Let's keep these music exclusives rolling now because we're in the recording booth with Shawn Mendes.
In the shadow of the city.
His first movie role in only E.T.'s Behind the Scenes. The top of the world. Plus, only we're with country legend Willie Nelson, his new music at age 89.
Who do you want to still collaborate with?
Can you say?
And look what Gat dragged in, these smoking firefighters. We're with the Australian men gone viral for their perfect poses.
These guys
are up for adoption as well.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
In the shadow of the city.
Only E.T. can take you inside the recording booth with Shawn Mendes as he sings and voices Lyle for the upcoming family film Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile, based on the 1965 children's book.
Lyle sings because he loves it. It's time for the world tonight. That's the reason that I sing, is when I feel comfortable, when I feel accepted. I relate to him a lot.
Half live action, half CGI, the musical comedy also stars Javier Bardem and Constance Wu. It hits theaters October 7th. The God kids are like, we want to go, T-Shell.
Just get in line.
Yes,
get in
indeed.
Line. Can we talk about a country music legend?
We can.
Willie Nelson. He's not slowing down at all. He has a new book, new music, and yes, he's on the road again.
Oh, boy.
I caught up with Willie for another ET exclusive. Willie, how much longer do you want to tour?
Well, I don't know. I say after every tour, I'm quitting. But, you know, after a while, I need to go back.
They say my pace would kill a normal man.
This year, the nonstop country icon celebrated his 89th birthday by dropping his 72nd solo studio album, A Beautiful Time.
You turn 89 and you're still doing music.
Please don't let my tears persuade you.
Who do you want to still collaborate with?
Oh, I don't know. Anybody. Can you say?
Willie, I'd ruin your album, I'll tell you right now.
Willie also has a new book, Me and Paul, Untold Stories of a Fabled Friendship. The memoir pays tribute to his late drummer and best friend, Paul English, who passed away in 2020.
Mr. Paul English back here playing the drums from Fort Worth, Texas.
Willie first immortalized his buddy in 1971 with the hilarious detailed song about life on the road, also called Me and Paul.
They refuse to let us board the plane at all.
What is it that makes that song so special?
It's things that really happened. And I miss him a lot, but everything in that song was true.
They kept that bond until the very end. All right, now, can we move on to the reason we are flashing back to this? Come on, y'all, this iconic style moment.
You're not gonna see us complaining. We're having a good time.
Britney and Justin vibes coming from Megan Fox and MGK, and Kylie Jenner channeling Lady Gaga's meat dress. Then E.T.'s behind the scenes of two cop comebacks.
Something I've actually never done before.
Jenna Dewan and Nathan Fillion on The Rookie set, and Jimmy Smith's back to catching bad guys in East New York.
Sorry, we're like totally like in the middle of a shot right now. Intruders!
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Kylie Jenner getting glam for Paris Fashion Week, but underneath the robe, she is giving us Lady Gaga meat dress vibes with this year's red satin number. And while we're flashing back on a Friday, remember Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake's denim classic? Well, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are giving us that same energy in the City of Love. I'm thinking Megan's the only person that can pull off that look. All right, but back stateside, TV favorite Jimmy Smits is back in uniform. E.T. was first on the New York set of his new CBS drama, East New York.
Action!
I'm sorry, we're like totally like in the middle of a shot right now. Intruders!
What are we looking at, Chief?
I'm no stranger to police work, but it's been 20 years since we did Blue.
I think East New York is the NYPD Blue for today.
You are going to get a cop show, but you're going to get a cop show with a nice spin on it.
It's looking at law enforcement from a different lens.
That lens is from the perspective of a woman calling the shots. In East New York, Amanda Warren plays a newly promoted deputy inspector who faces skepticism and reluctance from her team.
How did you let him get away, deputy inspector?
Regina's one of those baddies. She may take a hit every once in a while, but she doesn't get hurt very easily, literally, figuratively.
Jimmy plays Amanda's mentor, Chief John Suarez, in the drama, which premieres Sunday night on CBS. And behind the scenes, everyone has nothing but love for each other.
I'm really excited with the cast, Broadway vets, and you have newbies that are just like super talented and just like are here to bring their A game.
Jimmy Smits is a star. He doesn't flaunt his resume, doesn't flaunt the history he's had with West Wing or NYPD Blue or wherever he's been.
I just think him, his presence alone just puts everything right in the right frequency. Action.
Yes, I dig a Jimmy Smits appreciation segment. All right, E.T. also first on set of ABC's law enforcement drama, The Rookie. It's back for season 5, and so is the interesting relationship between Nathan Fillion and Jenna Dewan's Bailey and John.
They seem to gel together very, very well. That's actually the one part that's going smooth.
Nolan and I are always up and down. We're kind of on this big, fun, dramatic roller coaster.
Okay, so they might not be on the same page when it comes to their TV romance, but when it comes to the action scenes,
It gets easier and easier the more scenes I have Dave Jr., my double, do. I'll look at it and say, how far are we running? Everything he does just a little more effeminately looks just like me.
Of course, looking the part is a big aspect of the show that airs Sunday on ABC. But does it ever get too real?
He always gets mistaken for a real
lot.
Cop.
Yeah. I've actually gotten us out of situations with people trying to cause problems.
Illegally.
We were shooting in the train station, and someone came up to me, and they go, "Officer, are we in Los Angeles?"
She said, "Yes." He went, "Oh, damn it." Apparently, he was in the wrong city.
But even with the cool uniforms, crazy stunts, and celebrity status, Jenna's daughter remains unimpressed.
I constantly go to Evie, "Do you know what I did today? Like, I did this really cool stunt." She's like, "Cool, Mom."
The only cool thing is when, like, I took her to LOL doll show. She loved that. I was very cool that night.
All right, coming up, we've got a cuteness emergency. Why these Australian firefighters are answering the call.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Monday on ET, our Ricky Lake at home exclusive, talking her next chapter and finding love again.
We're both in our 50s. I've never been happier.
And I see some other people that have never been happier.
Now, you may be asking why we've got Australian firefighters and
kittens. We're not asking why the firefighters are here at
with
all.
Us today. I knew you'd say that.
Yes, I'm accepting all of this, and I'm saying welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, I want you guys to introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, I'm Ricky.
Hi, I'm Benny.
Hi, I'm Greg.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm happy. Now, if these fellas look familiar, then you probably have the Heroes of the Australian Firefighters calendar hanging on your wall. How much money was raised for this?
We've raised over $3 million so far.
Wow.
In the 30 years that it's been going. So yeah, we've raised a lot of money to great causes.
Yes, yeah. I love that, yeah. I love that. Now, if you're in LA.
Yeah, and would like to see them in person, they'll be at CatCon all weekend long to celebrate the calendar's 30th anniversary, and cats will also be available for adoption, correct?
That's correct, yeah. So there's over 200 cats and kittens ready for adoption, and in fact, all six of these little kittens that we're holding are up for adoption as well.
Yeah, for sure. And if you can't get to CatCon, you can go to Best Friends Animal Society and you can pick up one of these little precious ones. Hi.
Mine is
Hi.
Eating my mic. It's all good. Television
good
star
night,
in the
everybody.
Making. See ya.
Kevin and his best friend say goodnight.
Tracker, now streaming.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
When something is lost...
Everyone's looking for something.
He finds it.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars...
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
The new series, Tracker. Now streaming on Paramount+.